From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali was remembered Friday at an interfaith service at an arena in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, as some 15,000 paid their respects. Among those who spoke was Ali's widow, Lani Ali, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and comedian Billy Crystal.
Muhammad Ali struck us in the middle of America's darkest night, in the heart of its most threatening gathering storm. His power toppled the mightiest of foes, and his intense light shined on America. And we were able to see clearly injustice, inequality, poverty, pride, self-realization, courage, laughter, love, joy, and religious freedom for all.
Muhammad Ali died a week ago at age 74 from septic shock and complications of Parkinson's disease, of which he had suffered for more than three decades. In other news, President Obama has approved new authorities for U.S. forces in Afghanistan that loosen restrictions over airstrikes and give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. The announcement comes as Afghanistan battles a resurgent Taliban, gains by the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network, and efforts by the Islamic State to move in. The Obama administration's current plan is to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan by the end of the year. The U.S. presidential envoy to deal with countering the Islamic State, Brett McGirt, says the militants are at a state of decline. He told White House reporters that morale that is among USIS fighters is plummeting, illustrated by their own videos of killing fighters. This is VOA News. The U.N. Refugee Agency reporting a multi-million-dollar deal begun earlier this year on behalf of tens of thousands of refugees, as well as the migrants in Greece and along the Balkan route, is outdated, needs to be revised. Lisa Schlein reporting from UNHC headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency and 60 partner organizations appealed for about $555 million in January. The money was supposed to be enough to carry out Greek and Balkan aid operations until the end of the year. Since the appeal was launched, however, radical changes have occurred. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the so-called Regional Refugee and Migrant Response Plan has been revised to take into account the new circumstances, namely border closures along the Western Balkans route and the enactment of the EU-Turkey agreement. Spindler says there are many people with specific needs, such as unaccompanied or separated children, pregnant or lactating women, the elderly and disabled. Given the conditions under which these people are forced to live, he warns many are likely to rely on smuggling and trafficking networks, exposing themselves to greater risks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A woman in the U.S. state of Florida has pleaded guilty to spying for China and conspiring to commit international money laundering. Amin Yu faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive nominees Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington. In a speech to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, Clinton said that Donald Trump as president is a threat to America's future.
Donald Trump would take us in the wrong direction on so many issues we care about. Economic justice, workers' rights, civil rights, human rights, the environment. All of that is on the line in this election.
Meanwhile, Trump told the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition that the Democratic Party has let down the American people when it has been in charge.
They've horribly failed in almost every single community. In fact, you could actually say in every community. I'm going to turn things around.
On Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was Clinton's challenger throughout the primary voting, retreated to his home state of Vermont to plot his next step. So far, he has said he will take his cause to the Democratic Party convention later in the summer. The solar-powered airplane Solar Impulse 2 took off Friday for New York City on its latest leg of an around-the-world trip. Experimental plane left the state of Pennsylvania. It flew over the Statue of Liberty before its scheduled landing at John F. Kennedy International Airport today. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.